Welcome to OU.org and www.etshalom.com. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom, and it's my pleasure to be studying Sefer Shmuel with you. We are now in Shmuel Bet Perak Chaf Gimel. Subsequent to the Shirat David, that, as I pointed out in the previous podcast, really was the signpost, or shall we say the bookend of the end of Sefer Shmuel, we now have the two final chapters, which will somewhat sum up or bring us to some sense of closure about Malchut David, even though David will remain alive. And one of the seminal events in David's monarchy in Yerushalayim will take place in Perak Chaf Dalet. But in the meantime, Perak Chaf Gimel. Ve'ela divrei David ha'acharonim. The following are David's last words. Now, it's not David's last words, because those are in Malachim Aleph Perak Bet. It evidently means David's last song, David's appraisal of his life, Ne'um David ben Yishai. He signs his name. He's giving a speech. Ne'um ha'gever hu kam al. The language is actually reminiscent of Bilam's song. Ne'um Bilam ben Ba'or, Ne'um ha'gever shetumai, etc. Ne'um ha'gever hu kam al. Literally, the man who has been raised up. Mashiach Elohe Yaakov, the anointed one of the God of Yaakov, Unarim Zmirot Yisrael, the pleasant, the sweet singer of Israel, whether this is a reference to some of the songs that he composed that are included in the compilation of Tehillim, whether it's a reference to the song that we just read in the previous parak, or whether it's a reference to his musical talents and his playing, which were the first thing, one of the first things about which we met him. In any case, that is how he presents himself. Ruach Adonai diber bi umilato al lishoni. So he is presenting a prophecy. God, his spirit, spoke within me, and his words are on my lips. In other words, this is nevuah. Amar Elohe Yisrael. But so far, he hasn't given us any substance, just talked about the fact that God has spoken to him. Li diber tzur Yisrael. Again, the reference to tzur Yisrael, which has so much obvious symbolism in reference to David. Moshel ba'adam, the one who rules over Adam, tzaddik Moshel yirat Elohim. The one who rules over the fear of God, or a tzaddik himself rules over the fear of God. Uch'or boker yizrach shamesh. That the tzaddik, just like the morning when the sun shines, boker lo avot, not a cloudy morning, minogam mimatar, Deshamiyaretz, that is clear of rain that raises the grass. In other words, a clear, bright morning. That's what the tzaddik is like. Ki lo chein beiti imel kivrit olam samli, meaning my house is not like that cloudy day. Rather, I have a permanent, perennial brit with God. Aruchav akol ushmura. It is laid out and a protected brit. And notice the how the symbolism and the metaphor come back. And all of my salvation is there, and therefore any desire, meaning any desire to hurt me, will not sprout. The idea again being a clear morning without rain. Uvlial, in the meantime, the low life, whether this is not Naval or whether this is these are the Plishtim, kekotz munad, it's like a moving thorn. Kulaham kilovi yadi kachu, you can't touch it with your hands. V'ishiga b'hem, anybody who touches them, yimal, meaning Am Yisrael or my house, yimalei varzel v'aretz chanit, he will be filled with metal and with the sheaf of a spear, uva'eshi sarfu, sarofi sarfu bashavet, and he will be burned up. In other words, I am protected by God, and anyone who tries to attack, this is what happens to him. And the rest of the parak is devoted to a recap of who the heroes in David's army are, but at least one of the names mentioned here is a name that we are all too familiar with from much earlier in Shmuel Bet, which lends us to think that, again, this parak is a much earlier parak in the life of David. And that doesn't bother us, except for the phrase at the beginning, Ela Divrei David Acharonim. Unless we're to posit that the Psukim Aleph through Zion really are a late statement, and the rest of this is a much earlier passage that is here as some of a summary of David's monarchy. Ela Shmot HaGiborim Asher David. These are David's heroes, David's warriors. Yoshev Bashevet Tachkemoni, Rosh HaShalishi. This Tachkemoni, who is the head of the, evidently of the, either of the charioteers or of the top three, who Adinoha Etzni. That's who he is. Al Shmonam Meot Chalav Apamachat. Somebody who killed 800 men in one shot. V'acharav, the next hero is Alazar Ben Dodo Ben Achochi. V'shloshah Giborim Im David. They're part of David's select three. V'chorfam Ba'plishtim, when they took vengeance against the Plishtim, or they risked their lives against the Plishtim. Nesfu Sham L'melchama V'yalu Ish Yisrael. Who come V'yach Ba'plishtim? This reminds us of Perach Chaf Aleph. He got up and attacked the Plishtim. The other one killed 800. Ad ki agai yado, vatidbak yado al hacherev. And he attacked with a sword. Vayasa adonai tshuva gdola b'emahu, v'am yashuv acharav v'achlif hashet. And God made a great salvation on that day, and the nation came afterwards and stripped the corpses. V'acharav shama ven agei harari. And now we have a third hero. Vayasfu Plishtim l'chaya. Again, a record of the people running away. But this one hero stood up in that field. He saved the field. All of his army had run away. And he attacked the Plishtim. And again, there was a great salvation from God. These are great battles against the Plishtim. Notice that nearly all of the interactions David has, except for that one Perek, Perek Chet, that lists the battles against Aram, etc., and of course the war against Ammon, which was the subtext of the Uriah episode, all of them are against Plishtim. Vayadu shloshah mihashloshim. So this is three of the top 30. Rosh, vayavo el katsir el David, and they came to the, evidently this means to the harvest area where David was, el mi'arat Adulam. Now this may take us back to the story of David running from Shaul when he was in the cave in Adulam. V'chayat Plishtim chona be'emek Rephaim. In the meantime, the Plishtim were gathering in Emek Rephaim. David az ba'mitsuda, and David was up in Mitsuda. Again, this is above in Gedi. Matzav Plishtim az Beit Lachem, and the Plishtim were camped in Beit Lachem. And David then had a great thirst and said, "Mi yashkeni mayim mi bor Beit Lachem asher bashar." What he was really doing was coaxing his troops to go oust the Plishtim from his own hometown Beit Lachem. So he said, "Who could give me water from the well of Beit Lachem that's at the gate?" So these three heroes went and attacked the Plishtim. Vayishavu mayim mi bor Beit Lachem. They took him literally, and they brought water to him. David, and they brought it to the water to David. And he did not want to drink it. Rather, he libated it to God, and he explained. He said, "God forbid me asoti zot. Hadam anashim alchim benafshotam. Look at this. This is water that these people brought with their own blood. It's as if I'd be drinking their blood if I drank their water. I only said it to get them going." These are some of the stories of the three Giborim. By the way, that episode is where the famous song, Mayim L'David HaMelech, comes. Avishai Achi Yoav Ben Suria. Avishai, of course, who we've seen many times at David's side. Hu Rosh HaShloshah. V'orerot Chanito. He used his spear. Al Shlosh Meot Chalal. V'lo Shem B'Shloshah. He is recognized among the top three. He killed 300 men at one shot. He was the most respected of the top three of David's warriors. And it's kind of a strange passage, but he didn't make it to the top three. So he's in some sort of second level three of heroes. Those are interested, take a look in Masechet Brachot at the Drashot on this, but then take a look at the Radak here and his comments about such Drashot. Huikat Shnei Ariel Moav, evidently this Bnayahu that who we've read about several times, attacked a lion in Moav. Huyarad v'hikat et ha'ari b'toch habor b'yamashalag. And on some very cold day, he went and attacked a lion in a pit. Huikat Ish Mitzri, And then he also attacked an Egyptian man, Ishmaeh, some a man of great imposing figure. Uviyana mitzvi chanit, and this man had a spear. Vayevet ilav mashavet, and Benayahu attacked him with his staff. Vayigzolta chanit miyana mitzvi, vayegeba chanito. This sounds very much like the story of David and the Philistine giant. Benayahu took his stick and he stole the spear from the Egyptian and killed him with his own spear. He's also recognized among those three. He's more recognized than the 30 who are the next level of, we'll call them colonels. But he wasn't elevated to the top three, who we already read about. And David placed him as one of his officers. And now we hear Asael Achiyoav. Remember Asael, the one who was killed very early in the story, Bishloshim. Elchanan ben Dodo Beit Lachem. Elchanan, if you recall, was the one who was credited in Perek Chaf Aleph with killing Goliath. Shamaha Charodi Elika Hacharodi Chelitz Apalti Ira ben Ikesh Hatkoi. That might be Ira Yairi. Avi Ezra Antoti Mivunai Chushati Tzamon Achuchi Maharai Antofati Chelit ben Bana Antofati. So two people from the Tova, which is in Binyamin. Itai ben Rivai Migivat Bnei Binyamin. So these are all heroes from the land of Binyamin. Benayahu Piratoni, it might be our Benayahu, Hidai Migachalegash, Avi Alvon Harvati Azmavet Habarchumi, Eliachba Shalvoni is from Shalvim, Benayashen Yehonatan, Shamahari Achiam Ben Sharahari, Eliphelet Ben Achazbai Ben Machati, Eliam Ben Achitofel, there we go, Eliam Ben Achitofel Hagiloni. So Achitofel, the great advisor of David, who then came the advisor of Avshalom, and then who killed himself. His son Eliam, who we theorized is the father of Bathsheba, was one of these top 37. Chetzraya Karmeli Parei Harbi, Yigal Benatan Mitzova, Bani Agadi, Tzelek Hamoni, Narai Nacharai, Haberoti, Nosekle Yoav Ben Suya, he was Yoav's weapons carrier. Iraha Yitri, which may be Iraha Yairi, Garava Yitri, Uriah Hachiti, Kostol Shimashiva, and that is the full list of the 37 top officers of David in his army. And that brings us to a close of Perek Chaf Gimel, and in the next podcast we will study together Perek Chaf Dalet and complete our study of Sefer Shmuel. Everyone should have a wonderful day.